Our next guest has suffered broken hands, cracked ribs, he's dislocated knees, he's had concussions, he's wrestled stars like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, and even a 600-pound black bear. And it's all because of his passion for the sport. If you have questions for a former pro wrestler, give us a call, 800-642-1234. Your chance to get some answers. What have you always wondered about the sport? Maybe you were a fan from back in the day. Maybe you like it better now. 800-642-1234. Chris Mulderer is our guest. He is known in the wrestling world as Chris Curtis, wrestled professionally for more than 20 years, starting in 1978. Grew up in Wisconsin and worked for organizations including the American Wrestling Association and also the World Wrestling Federation. And his book is called Job Man, My Life in Professional Wrestling. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you very much, Keely, for having me. This is a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, we could go a lot of places, but man, we got to start with the bear. You wrestled a bear.
I actually did, and I wrestled, his name was Victor the Bear. This was at the sports show in Milwaukee back in 78. This was actually before I got into wrestling. And what I was either going to do a little show like a Bobby Heenan and put on a show and goof around, or I was really going to attempt to beat the bear. I chose to beat the bear. I was scared to death because I didn't know what I was expecting. And then what I did was I went in and I double-legged him and I got him on his back. And when I got him on his back, I hooked his arms, you know, his front legs, and he couldn't get up. And I was at the Milwaukee Auditorium. The building was packed. It had 6,000 people, and it was probably one of the greatest moments ever. 3 months later, I wrestled another bear. It was like Terrible Teddy or something. Well, Teddy was about 7 feet tall and weighed 650 pounds, and he was a brown bear, and I wrestled him twice. First time, it was kind of a draw. The second day, I went back and I tried it again, and he beat me up pretty good. He tore my rotator cuff slightly. And that was pretty much it for wrestling bears.
For wrestling bears, but not for wrestling in general, right? I mean, I understand your love of wrestling began when you were just a young kid and, you know, you made it into the ring. What really drew you when you were little to the concept of wrestling?
Well, it was all on accident. I was playing outside with one of my brothers. We were playing catch with a rubber ball, and I threw the ball. He ducked, and it bounced off my sister's head. I'm 9 years old at the time. I thought it was funny. She didn't. She was crying. My mom sent me in the house. Middle of summer on during the week, there's nothing on at night, so I turned the TV on. I turned the stations to a UHF station in Milwaukee, and All-Star Wrestling is on. And I remember the first couple of guys that I saw were Mad Dog Vachon and Killer Kowalski. Mad Dog Vachon was probably the most ruthless wrestler in the ring. I actually had nightmares from watching him, and I thought at the time, like, what mother would name their child Mad Dog and have that name? But a number of years down the road, I used to go to the matches all the time at the Milwaukee Auditorium and Arena. And my inspirations to getting into the business were Bobby Heenan and Ray Stevens, two of probably the greatest heel wrestlers ever. Just the way that they would respond to the babyface, which is the good guy. They were the heels or the villains. And how the crowd reacted when they retreated, and it was called selling for the good guys. And it just, the crowd just, you know, rose in enthusiasm when the good guys would get the better of them. And I thought, you know what, this is what I want to do, and that's what I did.
Wow. Chris Mulderer wrestled professionally for more than two decades, starting in 1978. You may know him as Chris Curtis. The Milwaukee wrestler is taking us through his career. There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about professional wrestling? Do you love it? Did you go in person sometime? You're part of this conversation. Again, that number is 800-642-1234. Chris, let's fast forward to when you're in the ring. You were something called a job man. Tell me about your role in these wrestling events.
Well, a job man is the term for somebody like me and a number of other wrestlers, hundreds of them, that we were paid to take a fall for the mid-card wrestlers and the stars, and we made them look good. 20 or 30 years ago, I would not be on a program like this exposing the business, but the cat's been out of the bag for years now. But it was our job to make them look really strong, because in order for the promoter in the territory to draw money, he needed either a real strong heel, let's say the Crusher, against somebody like Nick Bockwinkle. So it was our job to make their big moves, their finishing moves, look really strong so the people would see them.
Yeah.
And in turn, if we did a really good job, it would make us look good, and the office would use us more for house shows, or we call them arena matches, that kind of thing. And they would use us more on TV because we wanted to make it look as believable as possible, that, you know, the crowd would, we in professional wrestling, you had to keep the audience guessing. You wanted to make them think, is, you know, people thought, you know, they had opinions. Is it real? Is it fake? Is it, they're not quite sure. It was our job to make it look like it was real.
Yeah.
And really had him guessing.
And you say in your book that professional wrestlers are athletes, but you also talk about the fact that they're entertainers and that they're storytellers. I mean, the story was crucial to the audience response when you got in the ring, right?
It was. There was a it was a storyline, and that's how you could bring people in week after week. There are some back in the old territories. Some territories ran on a weekly basis, every 2 weeks, the towns. And you had to have a strong storyline that would carry on week after week or month after month to draw those people in. And that's what we did. That's how you, the bottom line in professional wrestling, Keely, is making money and drawing the people in there. And the fans, the better job you did, sometimes they got overzealous, and you know, you just had to be careful. But that's okay. We knew it was all part of that. If the fans didn't boo me, call me names, used gestures, that kind of thing, threatened me, I didn't do my job. You know, I thought about this in the past too. It's like, why would we want to get into a business where the people wanted to really hurt you?
Thank you for asking my question. Why? That's a lot.
Well, because we want to perform. In order to get into professional wrestling, especially being a heel, and I was a heel, I was the villain. You had to kind of be marching to a different drum, so to speak. You had to have the psyche of like, you know what, we're kind of crazy a little bit. And, you were getting in a business like this. I remember my mom telling me when I wanted to go, to leave Milwaukee and go down south and wrestle full time. She told my dad, she said, we send him to school for Catholic school for 12 years and he wants to be a wrestler. I mean, it's because that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And we have a whole different personality.
Did your mom ever come around?
Yes and no. I had a match one time in Milwaukee, and I was going up the street with a couple of friends of mine. One of them was my coworker. My mom was running down the street with my brother, one of my brothers, and his best friend, and she had my wrestling bag, and she said, Wally Carbo called, who was the promoter. He was co-owner of the AWA with Vern Gagne. You have to wrestle tonight. And so I got him in the building, and I've had bad knees since I was 13 years old. And the guy I was wrestling was Adrian Adonis. Adrian had me in a spinning toe hold and a leg lock. And she got up and was screaming at the top of her lungs that I have bad knees. So
Mom was trying to help you out there.
She was, and the thing was I was really milking it, and because Adrian asked me, he bent over and he said, "Who is that?" And I go, "That's my mom." And he said, "You're kidding." And I said, "No." And I said, "Crank it up even more." And I really laid it on. I could have got the Academy Award that night.
You know what? It's all about the theater, Chris. There's so much more that we could explore when it comes to your wrestling career. We have to leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing these insights today.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
Certainly. Chris Molterer wrestled professionally for more than two decades, starting in 1978. You may know him as the heel Chris Curtis. And his book out is called Job Man, My Life in Professional Wrestling.